Huna City Council Meeting, Wednesday, May 21st, 2014.
Call this meeting to order. And Brenda, would you give us a roll call, please?
Council President Cardoza.
Here.
Councilmember Jones.
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar.
Here.
Councilmember Steer.
Here.
Mayor Nelson.
Here. Thank you. And we have no one signed up to the invocation tonight. So will you all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. First item of business is the consent agenda. Are there any additions or corrections on the consent agenda?
Mr. Mayor, if none, I move we approve the consent agenda as printed.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the consent agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Next item of business is the citizen reports or requests. We have A and B have been taken off the agenda. And so we have C, discussion regarding traffic on Linder and Deer Flat Road and ideas for crosswalks. Sean Cloward.
So at the area of, you know the area I'm talking about, in front of the high school, there's two crosswalks. Mm-hmm. So, and those crosswalks have been set up with flags, the orange flags.
It was an Eagle Scout project.
Yeah, for the kids that wanted to cross. But, and that tends to work okay, but during the winter time, it's, you know, 7:30 in the morning, it's still dark. And being a busy road like it is, I was wondering about some other ideas. In some of the other cities, I've seen, like in Boise, I've seen crosswalks set up with those yellow flashing lights that are built right into the road. Sometimes they have yield signs, crosswalk signs with lights right in them that flash in a different sequence than the school zone signs do. I was hoping at least on one of those crosswalks, as well as the crosswalk at Linder and Porter over near Hubbard Elementary. I think that's what that one is.
Linder and Porter Road.
Yeah, that's Reed? Correct. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. There's a crosswalk there as well. And so the speed limit changes from 35 down to 25. Most people don't go down to 25. Most people are driving 35 on that road. And there's kids crossing that road, small children crossing that road. So my proposal is to throw some ideas out there about possibly getting at least some sort of light sequence, not necessarily a stoplight, but some kind of a yield light, some yellow lights, something that there's a button that can be pushed when somebody wants to cross. And that way, especially when it's dark outside, I myself have nearly clipped some kids when they're in the crosswalk.
Yeah.
Okay. And
well, you know, that Linder is going to be worked on, and the sidewalks on both sides all the way up to Deer Flat. And Wendy, did you have something you wanted to add to that?
I was just going to, just as part of information, like the Hawk Light that you're referring to, there's certain warrants that have to be looked at before it can be done. Whom you really need to discuss it with is Ada County Highway District.
I've figured.
They have control of the roads. However, we have requested improvements there on Porter and Linder.
Sidewalks.
Yeah, because okay. I know that it is a problem there. And we can also discuss maybe a overhead crossing light or something as well.
But your timing is good because, you know, Linder is scheduled for sidewalks and improvements, and Deer Flat Linder is being considered for roundabout. But at the same time, the pedestrian thing and everything in that area is being looked at. And so if we have, and we'll put your complaint in.
It's not really a complaint, it's more of a suggestion.
Well, yeah, we'll put your suggestion in, good idea.
Mayor? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't know whether any of you noticed, that place that you're talking about on the north side, I think there's a bush right there in front of where those kids have to cross. And if they're short, you can't see them. And if they're tall, you can see the top of their head, so you can see that they want to get across there. And I, maybe you could include in your comments dealing with that bush somehow, so that you can tell if a children or a set of children are wanting to get in the crosswalk and cross. I just thought maybe you might want to include
and that's
that.
Right where the sidewalk ends as well.
Right, right.
And then there. There's a house, there's a, I think there's a private property there.
And they have a little barrier there, and so it's like when kids step out there, they're all of a sudden at the road.
Yes. As,
it startles you.
And on the other side, in front of the LDS church, it's a little tricky sometimes too. There's no street lamps or anything there either, so when it's dark, there's something like that going on.
Well, and there's a lot of traffic that goes over to the zone right in there too, isn't mm-hmm. there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that ACHD's website has, I think on their main page, like a comments, something that's fairly conspicuous for you to submit comments. So that could be another thing that you could do, and anybody else that you know that has the same concerns. I think the greater quantity of feedback they get about a particular item, the more attention it might get paid. So certainly avail yourself of that, and we'll pursue our end of it. But if
do we work with Earl still from ACHD?
He's retired.
Earl retired.
He retired? Okay.
I'm from ACHD, taking notes down.
Thank you.
Two birds, there you go.
This, the next one's probably more concerning ACHD, but if you're driving on Meridian Road and you come to the Columbia Meridian intersection, mm-hmm. there is a stoplight there. There's also a right turn lane that's been added. If you come up to Deer Flat and Meridian Road, there's a stoplight there. There is no right turn lane. But people stop, and then they turn right. But the road in between, Hubbard and Meridian Road, there is no right turn lane there. And so when I come up, or anybody comes to try to turn right onto Hubbard off of Meridian Road, people are using the shoulder of the road as a right turn lane.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not... Yeah. That what the way that's designed
right
to be
the
used.
Bike's hat. Yeah.
That'll get you a ticket.
Well, and so if I'm in the right lane and I'm going to turn right and I slow down, the people behind me are flipping me off and they're angry and they're mad because they think I should be pulling over under the shoulder of the road to right. turn right, and that's not the way that's supposed to be. So.
Surely these people behind
right
you aren't from
CUNA.
That one's actually an ITD thing, but
okay.
But yeah, and you know we're aware of a lot of issues, and we're trying to fix a bunch of them. But
right.
it's very good that you come and bring those to us. I mean that just helps reinforce what we want to do.
So last one, and I know this is probably definitely more ACHD. The speed limit on Cunamora is 50 miles an hour. How would I petition to raise that to 60? Because I work at Micron, as do many other people in CUNA. And yeah.
You mean Cunamora clear out to the freeway?
Yes. So I don't know if that's under CUNA's jurisdiction. I don't know how to go about that.
It's a request.
Can somebody advise?
It's a request to ACHD. They'll
okay.
put out traffic counters, and also by doing that gap analysis, then tell the 80 percentile of the speed, I believe, is what they use to determine the speed out there.
Okay.
So it's just a request to them and...
All right, so all three of these are ACHD then? Does that sound right?
Meridian Road one is Idaho Transportation Department.
ITD, okay.
Because it's a highway, yeah.
All right. That's all I have.
But yeah, that's helpful for us. We will add that to what we look at and make sure it gets addressed, so.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Flower? Okay. All right, proceeding on. New business, discussion on sesquicentennial label pins.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, but we say it our 150th for a few more years.
150th birthday of the bell pin.
I don't know if you all saw Ada County's pin, but they took their county pin and put 150 years on it. And so I thought it was really kind of a good idea. And this will be a year that we'll all want to remember, and our families will want to remember, and our kids.
Yeah, I like it.
So which size is it then? It's because it shows a couple different ones. Is there a particular size that we were going to order?
I think it's up to the council. I told them that I preferred the smaller size.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we weren't sure what the council might like or if they even wanted to do it.
That's about what we have now is that one on the second page, right? That littler one.
The half inch?
The bottom right.
Or was it three-quarter inch?
It's actually three-quartered according to their thing, but it says, oh yeah, three-quarter.
Yeah, that's a good size.
The other one's 7/8.
I wouldn't go any bigger than 7/8, I don't think. Well, maybe an inch. It's really no bigger than that.
Brenda?
The three-quarter looks good.
I was going to say, do we have some pins that we could show the council so they can...
I think they're pretty little.
Kind of gauge what size we've got now.
Small is good. I assume there'd be some price difference between the different sizes, but is it significant, do you know?
I don't think so. You know, one of the things we like to do is give the kids, whenever they're on a project or we've been taking, we took the whole fifth grade on a field trip, and we give them pins to remember, and those are very, very popular.
Yeah, when we did the Arbor Day up at Silver Prairie there, they were excited
about getting a pin. One of the kids wrote that in their letter, that was one of the highlight of their day, that you had a nice pin.
Oh boy, that's the inch. I would have never guessed that.
It's this one, the 7/8, I think.
Think it is?
Yep.
It's kind of, yeah, it varies.
We can always, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a 7/8.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good size.
That's right.
Yeah. Especially with all the extra words we're putting on there. Oh, well, and look, I just noticed if you go with the 7/8, yeah, it has the actual sesquicentennial and the years on it. Whereas the three-quarter one only says 150th,
oh,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we could put the 150th in a darker ink if you want to get to show up more, or if you like it the way it is.
Actually, I'll show it. I think making 150th slightly darker, but then the 7/8 one, I like that it says more stuff around the outside. It makes it more noticeably different. Otherwise, it's extremely similar to this one.
Almost be good with that much writing on it to just do the little bit bigger and go with the 1 inch. It's only 1/8 inch bigger, but it sure makes the words easier to
The
see.
One on the top left on the front page, is that too large?
On the bottom of the page, the top left one.
Top left here.
Yeah, it's slightly bigger.
I think it's a little larger
for
my taste.
Is it too big?
Must be 1 1/8 and then 1 1/4.
Probably the one right next to the smallest would be the size that...
Yeah, I think the one-inch one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the bottom right, Rich, is bigger than the one we're holding.
Yeah, it is, just slightly.
Just slightly? Well, because the one we're holding is bottom left size. I think that's an appreciable difference that should...
Yeah, and it just seems to me like this size looks really nice on adults.
Mm-hmm.
Some little guys, you know, you almost cover their breastbone. So, don't want to get them too big.
Yeah, I'd be good with either one of those two, 7/8 or inch.
So, should we tell Chris then on the bottom, the right one, let's go ahead and order.
Yeah, I agree with Joe, either the bottom two, if we think it'll be easy, a little bit easier to read, or especially to differentiate with going with the 1-inch, that sounds fine. And I do think it was a good idea, whoever said it, I think Brenda maybe, to make the 150th a little bit, just a little bit darker to make sure that shows
yeah,
up and
I think
helps
so
differentiate.
And then you like all the wording versus the one on the second page?
Yeah. I think it helps give it a little bit more distinction from this normal one.
And did we talk about how many we wanted to order?
Well, we go through quite a few of those, don't we? I mean,
we do, yeah.
I don't know how often we order these that we have or what.
Well, we've got, she's got, if you want 500, they're 95 cents.
Yeah.
1,078, 2,569. You know, and I kind of made it a point to get a number of those pins out, and especially to our kids. And they realize the 150th, like the county's handing those out like treats, you know. And so we may want to do that.
We want to throw them off the city float during community.
Well, I think the 2,500 would go probably quicker than we would think, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we ought to go for the big...
Okay.
Should we just get 16,000?
16,000.
No. And you know, one for every resident. Yeah.
Get them down to a penny a piece, whatever quantity that is.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try to negotiate.
So you're saying 2,500?
Yeah, I think that was, everybody comfortable with ordering 2,500?
That's going to take about 1,500 from the 1,900 that you've got.
1,725 is
17.
What it works out.
Yeah. Do you need... Are you going to be requesting more funds, Doc, or is this, how far along are you on the...
I think they've actually gotten quite a bit of stuff donated, and I think they're in good shape. I think they've actually earmarked some money that may not get used, so...
Okay. According to Chris, we've got 1931, so
yeah.
That's going to leave about $200 to you, Doc.
Yeah, I think they're good. I think they've actually earmarked some money that they're expecting will be donations instead, so
okay.
I think she's comfortable with that number or she wouldn't have put it there.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have like that Cuno Life magazine where it was going to cost us $1,800 for our 10 pages, and the editor of that magazine went over, said he would get that from Idaho Power or Intermountain Gas.
Yeah, they comped the chamber too. I don't think they sold it well. It's like, hey, by the way, this is going to cost something.
Yeah.
Because we were like, what? We don't have money.
Well, I'm amazed at the things that Bob Bachman and Bobby Prentice have been able to get donated for this thing. It's amazing.
Cool. Yep. So I'll go ahead and put it in the form of a motion just so that we have it. I move that we... I think we decided to go with the 1-inch pin on the first page, the bottom right one. We'll get 2,500 of them at a cost of 69 cents each, and it'll come from the funds the council previously allocated for the 150th celebration.
Second.
Did you second it, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. Been moved and seconded for the discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, discussion on draft resolution establishing community education fees.
Richard Roach.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Before we publish this, because it has a fee, I just put it up for discussion. There's been a request that we charge a nominal amount for those who participate in the community education program. So the proposal is not to exceed $3 per person or $10 per family that lives in the same household, and any material fees that would be determined by the instructor, for example, copying documents and those type of things that are distributed at the class. So I will stand for any comments.
You know, and one of the things that the crew felt was pretty important is to get a buy-in by those that are using it. And you don't really do that unless you charge a little something. And then we certainly didn't want to price ourselves out of business either, you know, because... But there's a lot of excitement dwelling in the kids. And so everything that we've proposed, they seem to be big, big supporters. Matter of fact, we've got a whole batch of letters from the fifth grade on their field trip. And you all should read those.
Everybody got their own treat.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They all have to.
Yeah, they are good. So.
Quick question, if I could, Mayor.
Sure.
Under the participant fee, Richard, do you want to specify that that is $3 per class or per, what do you call it, per session? There may be three classes, let's say, to, I don't know, basket weaving. Unless we specify all three classes as a session, or would it be $3 per class?
Okay.
I'm just wondering if that wouldn't be confusing to people wondering, are you talking about each class I attend, or is it $3 for the entire session of three classes?
Okay. And I think the intent was per, not, well, however we define it, but per the entire program.
Okay. Session.
Yeah, that's what my understanding was.
Maybe. But I will. Thank you.
My question related to, it's not abundantly clear to me whether we intend to charge, I mean, it sounds like from the discussion we just had, is $3 per course they enroll in, not $3 to participate in unlimited community education programs.
Correct.
So it's not, I'm not confident that that is clear enough in here.
Okay, I will make that change. I think the word course probably describes $3 per course is probably the way to do that.
I think that sounds good.
Okay. Everybody fairly comfortable with the fees once we have the $3 is for the course, and if there's five events in the course, that pays for them all.
Is our goal eventually to operate this like Meridian Parks and Rec, which I believe is self-sufficient? So like a Zumba class might cost $25 per person, and it's like a 6-week class or whatever, but the city of Meridian bears no expense in actually operating that class. Is the goal eventually to get our, to move it up so that, the city's not paying for this stuff?
Right.
Okay.
We will probably always in Parks and Rec have a recreation person that will put the thing together and what have you. So there will be an involvement that way. But
To the extent it mentions, you know, the that we contract with instructors to teach classes at an expense to the city. It sounds like the city is incurring a cost for every course we decide to. So like for basket weaving, the city is paying for people to take basket weaving and stuff. So my hope would be that eventually the basket weaving students will pay for themselves to take basket weaving. And,
That's our intent.
Yeah.
And I think Meridian runs a pretty good shop. Mm-hmm. Well, so does Boise.
I've taken a couple Meridian things.
Yeah. Okay. we'll proceed on with that then. You've got what the council directed.
Yep, I got my notes.
And everybody seems fairly comfortable with the charges.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, discussion, no, the May construction report.
Mr. Mayor, I'm just open for questions on that or comments. Do you have anything to add?
Okay, Wendy, do you have a, you don't need a formal one, but you have, you're pretty much on top of what's happening. What, how is the construction report?
Say good, that's me.
Good. Gordon's doing his job, keeping us very busy.
Nice comeback, Wendy.
You like that, huh?
Mayor, I told Gordon earlier, if he ever comes up and says something about, I'm thinking about retiring, we're just going to say no. You may never leave here.
Yeah. We did hire a new planner, and today is his first day.
Oh.
Trevor Kesner, and he had worked at ACHD, so.
So we'll have to see, though, if, we'll have to see if he shows up tomorrow?
Oh, he will.
He left his lunch in the fridge, he has to.
Oh, okay.
Any particular projects, Mr. Mayor, that you're interested in discussing?
Yeah, the, Gordon has kind of listed all of the things that have been in the report before and where they stand. Any questions for Gordon on that?
I don't.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I just have one question. When is West Avalon scheduled to be completed, what they just started?
Is that a six-week deal? I think it's, and it just started this week.
Okay.
So I think it was 6 weeks from now.
It's supposed to be done mid-July.
And that's what I thought. Their sign says fall, and that's what threw me off.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really whipping into that, aren't they?
Yeah, it's.
I kind of thought that they needed to be through, what, by July 31st for sure, because of CUNA days.
Yeah, that's what.
We're trying to do all the projects as much as we can that way.
Yeah, that sign just threw me off. That's when I saw it.
Okay.
It said fall.
So 1st of August, they'll tear out Main Street.
There you go.
Yeah, right before the parade. They'll have a deal.
If you want to bring the street fight back, we can bring the street fight back.
We got the appraisal in on the land, Mr. Mellon's land today. So we'll be having a discussion on that.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty high-priced land, let me tell you. It's priced in the square foot range. So.
Mayor?
Yes.
If I might ask Gordon. We haven't got to it yet, Gordon, but on 5D, it's the license agreement. If I read part of that agreement, and I know it's the next subject, but that may affect some of these projects that we have going then?
Specifically, it affects two of them. Both of them are the PI projects, and they are listed, must be on page one. You got the PI line extensions, one in Boise Street, one in School Street, and they are specifically affected by that license discussion, which will follow. Okay. And we have two waterline projects that will be associated with each of those.
Okay. We haven't already started those two?
They're all designed, and they're in process of bidding right now.
But without the agreement, we can't proceed?
According to ACHD, the agreement has to be in place before we would get a permit to work in right-of-way. Yes, it's an important deal.
Oh. Are those big documents I signed today?
They are out of the treatment plant, not these projects.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. And I guess we're on that item, the provide direction to staff on processing Ada County Highway District license agreements. So it's, are there any additional discussions that anybody would want on that before we look at the resolution?
So they required then that there be an agreement, but they had no such agreement, so we had to come up with our own. Is that kind of what I was getting out of this?
Yes, and they won't tell us if they like ours.
There's a little bit more to it. Mayor, Council, as you'll note in the memorandum from Gordon, there's been a change with ACHD. They're now requiring a license agreement specifically related to these two projects that are of most concern to the city at this time. Last night, I think about a little after 6 o'clock, I did get, two weeks ago or so, I went to ACHD's offices and visited with Steve Price there to talk about these agreements, and he indicated that he was working on something, and he would get it to me a week or so ago. Last night at 6:10, that agreement came across. I had sent a couple of emails to him, and that agreement came across. I took a look at it, and then I shipped a copy to Gordon to take a look at it, and I can say this, it's concerning what they put in there. So it's going to take some major work to get it polished to the point that I think it would be in the city's interest to sign it. They've got a warranty period of 3 years. They've got a $100,000 surety bond requirement. They've got, it's a 1 year license agreement at their discretion. I don't know where they came up with this thing, where they came up with some of these short terms. We really have no rights, and they get to go in there and do whatever they want and tell us what we get to do, including taking it out and paying for it. So I was working on it most of today and this evening in getting those things taken out, and my hope is that Gordon and I can polish up and send something back to them tomorrow, and then if we have to take a different route, we'll have to probably bring that back for council's consideration. But at this point, we did get the agreement or an agreement, but it's so disfavorable to the city and the city interests and the city citizens that is going to take a lot of polishing to get that to be acceptable. So
do we know, did we do something to irritate them into this, or was this just like a out of the blue thing, or what?
I don't know where the change in policy came. I know that they've been litigating a couple of issues and utilities having to be moved in right of ways. We don't have any pressurized irrigation that's broken and caused them tens of thousands of dollars in losses or any of that other stuff. So quite frankly, I'm not sure where the change of heart is coming from them. I was going to circulate to the other city attorneys the deal with ACHD to see if that's a new requirement that they're doing to try to get some feedback on, where is this coming from and why. Surprisingly, they didn't realize when I went and talked to them that the city owns our pressurized irrigation system here. They were initially operating under the assumption that it was a private pressurized irrigation system. So this document, it's got reference to a homeowners association in there and some other things. So I'm not sure it even came to us completely polished and a lot of thought put into it, to be frank.
But until it is polished, we're not going to get any projects done.
Mr. Mayor, if I could just kind of expand on your question, Councilman. In the 6 years I've been here, we've done multiple pressure irrigation projects, and this is the first time a license has been proposed for pressure irrigation. at least at this point, it doesn't seem to be proposed for water and sewer. And I guess I'm a little bit at a loss why it started now and what the basis of that is. And what is being remedied. As far as I know, that we've acted responsibly with all of our utilities, including pressure irrigation, located in the right-of-way up to this point. So I'm not, I fail to see where there's some punitive action to correct some conduct on our part. And it seems like, at least at this point, seems to be maybe missing the target. I don't know. Don't know how to say it.
Did you have a comment?
Yeah, I'd be happy to address it.
Just for the record, I'm Rodney Ashby with ACHD. And I did look into this just based on the staff report that was sent to you. First of all, I just want to say that it's not, there's no malintent here to by ACHD. You did not do anything to cause ACHD to try to penalize you or anything like that. What I did find, and all I can speak to is what I was able to turn up. I haven't been involved in this process in the past, so. But we did find that there were some agreements quite a while ago, but they were staff level agreements. They were just approved on a staff level. And these, what I kept finding out is that these agreements, or this situation where pressurized irrigation is installed in ACHD right-of-way, is not the typical. That's what I've been told, that most of the time it's done on the private property rather than out in the right-of-way. So it's just gone on a long time without having to address this issue and get the permit. So recently when these projects came before ACHD, what I've been told is that the attorneys wanted to look at them. They looked at them and said, hey, these really shouldn't be done at a staff level. It requires an interagency agreement. And so that's when all this started happening. And then to address the document that was sent by ACHD, because this is just a standard interagency agreement. There was no, from what I found, is that our attorneys made no effort to craft it to this specific situation. So you're getting this really generic, general agreement. And I understand staff says that they didn't get it until just barely. Our attorneys claim that they sent it before. Whether that's true or not, there was no intent to withhold any information. So again, we're just looking for to be able to negotiate that agreement to make it workable for both parties. And we understood that it would need to be amended significantly.
That would be an invitation for us actually to go back and talk with.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But we don't get to continue on with any projects until this is all polished out, right? So everything we're doing is going to be on hold. And
yeah, at least those two projects. Yeah. Okay.
Can you explain to me why?
Huh.
Pressure irrigation as a city utility is treated differently than sewer and water as a city utility?
Yeah, I can't explain why. I will freely admit I'm very new to ACHD, so I can't speak to that, but my experience has been so far that it's just.
I want you to know we don't want it for sewer and water.
Uh-huh.
It's just puzzling that we've acted responsibly,
yeah.
We think.
Good question.
All this time, and it's a head scratcher.
So I will.
Is there any charge for this?
I don't know.
Because you know, we also have an agreement where we're going to quit charging each other for
things, and we've been pretty holding to that. So I would hope that this doesn't come with a big assessment.
I didn't say anything there on that.
I wouldn't anticipate.
It does come with a cost.
Yeah.
Bonds and so forth and guarantees.
But you know, there's, in a generic one like this, there are some private pressurized irrigation outfits too. It may be aimed more toward them than a city-run one, because it's a city utility. But that might be that they didn't want to break it apart. They just decided to send it out and plug us in. But
yeah, I think what we would ask for is consideration of the fact that a while back we had a contractor that went broke. We could have just sat by on off to the side. They had a permit to be there, didn't fulfill their permit with ACHD. But we went in and remedied it, even though the contractor went broke on us too. And so ACHD skated, and we wondered why that wouldn't be considered in these agreements, to give us just a little consideration here.
I'm not sure. Probably the main point that I could address here is that we're definitely willing to negotiate and look at this again and make sure that it gets done in a timely manner so that these projects can move forward.
Okay, and do we take it to your director or to Mitch or to actually get into another negotiation or?
Well, so it sounds like the agreement is being modified right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe we could look at that once that's complete, send it back to ACHD and Steve Price, and maybe even copy myself, and I can kind of bird dog that, try to get that done.
And I just have to, I appreciate that. My concern, quite frankly, is, and let me just correct it, because you made a comment, so I double checked, it was 6:01 p.m. when it came across to me. Okay. There was one that was sent at 4:08, and at 4:17 he recalled that one.
Okay.
So I don't know what he's telling you on the time, but...
Well, he told me 2 weeks ago that those were sent 2 weeks ago. There was an email that was sent 2 weeks ago.
We sent a draft to him 3 weeks ago and haven't got anything.
They haven't got a single response back to it. So, but I appreciate that. My concern is this, and I'm going to be quite frank. I got this yesterday evening and started to work on it. I've gone through it all day today and could probably send it back first thing in the morning to Steve. We don't have 3 weeks or 4 weeks to wait for Steve to get around to it. So,
understood.
I mean, in fact, even responding to emails and stuff is difficult to get him to do. So I don't know what you can do to light a fire under Steve to you know that this is top priority to the city.
Right. It's likely that I'm going to be assigned to CUNA to be the liaison. That's likely. So I'm trying to kind of bird dog those things and be your support there to keep
those things moving. We appreciate that. I mean, I know that Steve's got some other things on his plate, but to us, it's really important that we get this done. And it's in a form that's rough enough that I'm concerned that it may be a month before he gets back to it, and that messes us up.
Right. I understand. And I will just do my best to make sure that gets done timely.
Can you give me your email address?
Absolutely. Do you want it here? Or
do you have a card?
I think I might.
He's pretty new. He may not have a card yet.
I have gotten my cards, but I'm not sure if I have them here.
He's only been there a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it on the record. You can just click over and give it to him if you want.
So I'll do that.
Okay.
Thanks.
And we'll all get it from him.
And thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
So, well, Richard, since the negotiation is on for the resolution, do we want to pass this tonight?
Well, the thought was that we would get an agreement, either close to or have something that we could work on. Now, the resolution contemplates that you guys trust Gordon and I where we need to go with this and approve it, and then we can take it to you, Mayor, to sign it as we've negotiated, and we would obviously let you know We've negotiated this to the satisfaction of the city staff for your signature. Otherwise, we have two options. We can wait till the next council meeting or call a special meeting if we get something that we need to take.
Your hope is you get it settled fast enough that we should have this already authorized so that when you agree, we can sign it.
Yeah, time is of the essence, according to Gordon on this. They're opening, or did open bids today.
Bid opening is this coming Tuesday, so.
Yeah, okay.
I'm comfortable with taking their discretion and then you signing it. I mean, I see no reason that we can't do that.
So, did you have a question, Rich? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to make a motion, so go. Oh, you go first.
I have one on page 4 of 13, Richard. 1, 2, 3, fourth paragraph down, last sentence. It sounds, if I read the paragraph properly, it says the city, if the city should not remove the pressurized irrigation system in the right of way, all improvements and or fixtures left on the property after the determination of this agreement will pass to ACHD at no cost to HCAD. As I read this through, it sounded like ACHD had the absolute power to cancel this agreement at any time. Is that the way I read it?
No, but that's not the agreement we're working on right now.
Okay.
So that was a draft that we were wanting to work on 3 weeks ago. ACHD, when I met with Steve, indicated that he was going to draft something up and send it. That's what I got last night.
Okay. Then. But you're asking us to vote and okay this resolution when, in essence, there are things in it I don't agree with.
Okay.
I don't think they should have absolute, once we install things, they should not have the power to terminate it at their will and then end up with what we've, $250,000 or whatever it costs to put that in. If they want to cancel it, there should be some arbitration as to the cost of what we've put in the ground, I think. But
well, didn't you say that this is not the agreement you're negotiating right now?
That's correct. Yeah.
So yeah, and the resolution actually states that this will be something negotiated by the city engineer, city attorney, and Ada County Highway District. So it's not really specifically pointing to that. The resolution is.
What are you asking us to vote on then?
The resolution they're going to come up with.
So yeah. He just wants us to give, to go ahead and give the mayor authority to sign whatever agreement they end up negotiating. He wants us basically to give him the authority to go ahead and negotiate something that we would in all likelihood be okay with. That's essentially what we're saying tonight. So that the mayor can go ahead and sign it when it's ready, because time is of the essence, and to the extent possible, it would be extremely beneficial for this agreement to get executed prior to the next council meeting.
And I think they're just asking us to trust their discretion on this, and I'm certainly comfortable with that. They're not going to put us in a predicament like, I mean, he just already mentioned there's a lot of stuff in there that they don't like about the agreement. So.
Yeah, really.
To the extent there's significant concern, though, Rich, could talk a little bit further about the fact that we would need to, like, call a special meeting to approve.
Yeah, we could do that.
I just feel that the contract is very biased towards Ada County Highway District. All the improvements that we put in the ground will become theirs. What is the incentive for them not to? Of course, I don't know what they would do with it, but it just seems one-sided to me, Richard.
Well, Gordon and Richard would agree with you, and that's why.
Right, we don't even have a copy of the contract as it's currently drafted with modifications by Rich, because he's been working on it all day. So we don't even have a copy of what we're currently talking about.
Okay. Am I misunderstanding then? This was not sent to ACHD as a contract from the city?
This was sent as a starting point to negotiate.
Right.
And those are the ones that we didn't get a response from. And then I met with Steve, and he said he was going to send something over, and that's what I got yesterday. Completely different from this one.
Better or worse?
A lot worse.
Mr. Mayor, I don't know that it's really relevant to what we're negotiating now, but I think that it's pertinent to respond to Councilman Cardoza's question concerning the item on ACHD's control of the utilities in the right-of-way. The owning agency does have need to control to some degree what goes on in the right-of-way. They have to, for instance, referee among multiple agencies using the right-of-way for utility purposes. Now, I'll give you an example of why the statement that you're reading and asking questions on becomes pertinent. If, for instance, ACHD needs to put in drainage facilities and our facility is in the way and makes it impossible for them to do that, then what that clause is supposed to do is to allow them, if we just sit down on our haunches and don't respond to their request, then they're allowed to go in and tear out the facilities, make rerouting, charge us for them, and take possession of those things that they took out of the ground. That's what that phrase is supposed to do, and that's fairly typical of agencies who control right-of-way everywhere else. So that is not something that causes me a great deal of concern. However, there's the clauses that came in the return document were far more expansive in that regard than we thought was necessary for ACHD to govern the right-of-way to the benefit of every user. So.
Okay, one last question. This contract or license agreement would only apply to the School Street and Boise Avenue right-of-way?
That what we sent to them at their request was specific license agreements for those two projects.
Okay.
Early on in the process, I had proposed to ACHD, let's do an agreement to cover all future projects.
Okay.
And they said, well, yeah, that's a good idea. And so I started to do that, but a little bit later in the process, the guy I was dealing with came back to me and said, this may not be a good idea because it looks like it's going to be more comprehensive, take more time than you have, and he suggested going back to the specific agreements as opposed to the comprehensive one.
Okay. Would we be grandfathered on anything else that we've done prior to the contract that we signed with them, the license agreement?
We think that should be understood, but that's in question on this.
It's one of the things that is in the proposed agreement from ACHD is that all of our prior installed pressurized irrigation system, which seems to be defined as the entire system, not just that stuff that's in the right-of-way, be certified by an engineer as to its construction. I don't know even how you start that, but they've gone all the way back to everything and they've defined the system or left the definition to the system to be the entire pressurized irrigation system. So.
Okay,
how do you do that?
That would be another objection I would have, would be the grandfathering or anything prior to this agreement. So, if you're asking me to vote on it today,
okay,
I'll give you my opinion.
And well, that's,
I trust you, Richard. I'm coming up with questions that if I'm going to give you that much latitude, you and the mayor, I would like to know the consequence. Once the contract is signed and put in force, I have to stand by my signature as well as the mayor's.
Right. So. And I'm fine if we think it works out, just doing a special meeting to do that, just to take up, and we can have, I know maybe Joe can run down and we can just do a telephone vote. And the document will be sent to you, give you 24 hours or 12 hours to review it.
I think that would be wiser with all of the questions and what have you. Not everybody's comfortable
giving
authority. So, you know, I'd like to read it too before I put my signature on it. So,
what I kind of thought before when we put this on was how can we resolve this? And then I was really thinking that we would get something close to what this was, or even knowing that they are working on a ordinance to deal with those utilities in the right-of-way, just very specific and narrow to this one issue. I was thinking that it might even be shorter than this, that would be some parsing of this document down. So I didn't expect to, when we put this on, that we would be getting this document that's many more pages and many, many more terms and many, many more questions. So I'm just as comfortable putting it, or we can probably not set it right now, but we'll just set a special meeting and give notice and go from there to get it done.
Okay.
That way we can work.
Everybody comfortable with that?
Yeah, well, and I mean, I hope it moves quickly, but there's only 8 business days between now and our next meeting anyway, so.
Okay, I'm confident that Gordon and I will get it probably out in the morning, and then it's as fast as I can get the turnaround.
I have a feeling, yes, that it, the any delay will not be a product of your failure to try to move quickly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's, so that Brenda has it in her minutes, let's table this resolution.
I move we table resolution number R36-2014.
Second.
We move and second we table resolution R36-2014. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, that concludes the agenda, except for executive session. Richard, do you still want to have executive session, or John?
John, no.
Okay, it's not needed tonight.
It's like record time.
Okay. Well, any discussion items by the council?
Mayor, yes. I have one. Richard, when are our tablets going to be available to us?
They are all set up. The delay has been with the mobile device getting, there's been a number of classes that online classes and stuff. I've been setting those up. The councils are set up. I've got the Dropbox and the documents ready to go. The only thing I don't have is cases for them, so they'll be available without the cases, so you guys can start playing around and decide what cases you want. I had hoped to be able to distribute them today. Likely they'll be ready tomorrow sometime.
Do you just want to have Brenda like email us so we can pick them up before we can start familiarizing ourselves, but that way we won't have to, she won't have to do more packets starting with the next meeting?
Are you going to have a class for dummies?
Sitting there after pulling my hair out on these videos.
I'll hold my own class over margaritas at El Gallo.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, we were on a webinar today with Commerce on their new Bluebird cloud deal, and this was the familiarization one, and they were lecturing us and what have you, and I had that property owner come in and ask for me. So I left, and I could no more sit down there and get on that site than I could. I mean, it was an in-depth training, but boy, I hope our iPad is simpler to understand than that cool thing was. So, any other discussion?
Can I make a suggestion, Ada County Highway Division?
Sure.
They've put some signs on Main Street before the turn at Bridge, and they're taking up 2 parking places, which downtown is at a minimum. Could they put those in the middle of the street instead of to the right where people park? We have a divider down the middle of Main Street. The purpose would be the same, to inform the public that there's a one-lane road ahead. It would free up 2 parking places on the, which are at a minimum.
So put them in the median?
In the median, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's still seen by the people proceeding west, and it wouldn't take up 2 parking places. The beer drivers used to double park there, but anymore they're using the alley, so I don't know of anybody that would be in not affect, or would be affected by those being in the medium. I don't know if there's a reason why they're not, but.
Certainly ask a question.
They might be better up on the sidewalk than where they are, you know, because we're very limited in parking downtown anyway. Plus, the sidewalk's pretty big.
Yeah. Did everybody get the email from Mitch about the curb here? There's been a, I believe it's a gentleman that lives kitty corner from here. His children are riding their mini bikes or motorcycles around the heavy ACHD equipment, and I guess they've had, yesterday I believe, or today, they had to call the police. The kids are getting too close to the machinery under. The father's getting very defensive that the kids are just out there playing. And I guess there was an altercation today between Ada County Highway and this gentleman that is renting the house across the street. So it'll be in your email.
Oh,
I got
I
it just
it.
Before I left.
I didn't either.
Just so. Before I
left. I just
left.
Checked mine too. I didn't, I don't think I. Don't
I think at 5 o'clock. It
check
came.
Who he sent it to because I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe he likes me more.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he does. I haven't heard from him since he was on that cheerleading squad for the school everything. So I haven't seen him here or anything. So
you want me to forward it to you? It's got names and
yeah, sure.
issues. Okay.
We might have it here now if you didn't get it till 5. I left.
You didn't get it?
Yeah, I looked at 6:30. I was on
I just checked a few minutes ago, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, really. Well, know who this kid is.
It's because you won't wear a tie.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
In the spokes.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Mayor, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Move second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.